We're speaking to you from Jack Silverman's beautiful International Theater restaurant here on Broadway between 52nd and 53rd Streets. We're currently the big show and just winding up a very successful engagement indeed, Sally Blair and Jean Bayless. And January 27th is a big night. Mr. Jackie Miles comes to town and to the International along with Tony and Jan Arden. February 24th, Myron Cohen will open with the Barry Sisters. And May 18th, it's Jimmy Rogers. And if you'd like to make reservations for some special occasion, you call Mr. Edwards at Circle 73070. And if you're around the neighborhood, midnight to 2:30, Mondays through Saturdays, be sure to drop down in the Celebrity Lounge because B. Kalmus is always here. We're here with some wonderful guests and the broadcast, like here's B.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Ed Stokes brings us the up-to-the-minute news over WMGM New York, and that's 10:50 on the dial. This very attractive young lady on stage with me tonight is Fairfax Mason, who has just returned from Newfoundland and Labrador, where she starred in that holiday review, which was played for the Army Air Force, and this must have been an experience. How about a nice welcome for Fairfax? Come on.
Thank you.
That's the idea.
Well, all I can say, it's so wonderful being back.
We haven't seen you how long, honey?
Well, it's been over a month. Almost 2 months, Bea.
Yes.
I saw you right before then when I was worrying about buying Arctic underwear, and I must admit,
I had
thermal tights, and I wore them daily. Minus 16 degrees up there? Wow, these people from Florida. Lucky so-and-so.
They lucky, right?
Ever since I've had a manager, where am I booked? Newfoundland, Labrador, this is
so cool. This is something. How about the housing there, honey?
Well, when we arrived, first of all, they couldn't even find me on the plane because Fairfax is a male's name, man's name. So I'm listed as Mr. And so finally, when they find out who I am, I am assigned to a room, and there's no lock on the door. I'm the only unmarried girl, and there's no lock on the door. It's a little tiny... It's a little tiny room with a bed and a dresser.
All right, let's get to the food.
No. This is very odd. No.
Tell me the kind of food, please.
No, I just
I want to be on here tomorrow night.
All right, well, I want to make one more.
No, you mustn't. Let's
reference.
Get...
No. On the door, it said Richard III, that happens to be the name of my hairdresser, and you know Richard from the Sanssouci Hotel
in
Miami.
I don't know any other name but Larry Madden.
I know this. Listen, Larry's great, too, but, you know, I'm sorry.
What am I going to do? I get up, I say,
all
Larry.
I can say is, you know, this is ridiculous. Up there, no hairdresser. I hadn't done my hair for 5, 10 years.
You just gave me an idea.
I had to wash my own hair. It turned out terrible.
Fairfax.
No, I know this.
Fairfax, if I know Norma and Larry, they'll have an all-night salon there by midnight.
No, this was terrible. You know, really, for... I waited 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, I mean, what can you do? You know, so finally, you can't... How long can one fake it, you know? So finally, I had to buy a bottle of, shampoo and try
Larry
myself.
Matthews shampoo.
And nothing happened. You know, I'm the only girl that can do up her hair and it comes out straighter. This is true.
Honey, that's not easy to do. That's not easy.
I've got a talent.
Tell me about the transportation problem.
Well, first of all, it was pretty rough. We had to go around in very, very cold buses. And then secondly, like going from Goose Bay to Pepperell, they had us in a bucket plane. And B, if I don't know if you know anything about bucket planes.
Just a little.
Well, the seats were on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, we had a jet engine strapped. And in the rear, a supply of gasoline. So the smokers couldn't smoke. And then it's minus 16 degrees out. And all of a sudden, the heating system fails. And there we are for 2.5 hours, no heat. We froze. And in a half hour after we landed, we had to do a show.
Oh, my God. Who else was with you?
The Short Twins were very good. They have a hit record out on Jewel. I don't know, but they should be here. Short Twins are 6'2". They're very funny. And Roberta and Jean Neal. And... They're a wonderful dancing team. And Carl Dennis, a magician. And then we had an orchestra with us. All told, there were 9 people. And I'll say this much, you know, for 9 people to be living together constantly. Thank
you. Yes, honey.
My favorite beverage, black coffee. What are you going to do? Anyhow, for 9 to be living together, there were no clashes or anything. And it was wonderful. And the food there, well, you could get a good steak dinner for $2.50.
That's very good.
And it's amazing. Liquor was only 25 cents a shot.
Well, the price was right on the liquor.
And a room cost exactly $1. And in Goose Bay, we had such trouble getting towels. It took us 1 day to get a towel and 3 days to get a clean one.
Oh,
so
my.
When we hit Pepperell, living in luxury with twin beds, huge room, my own bathroom. I hoarded
towels. You were living
towels.
Again. You were living. This is quite an experience. You know something? This girl, seriously, deserves a great deal of credit. Fairfax, rather, has given of herself, I mean that, to go on a trip like this. I know, I must confess, this is a tremendous thing for a woman who lives as luxuriously as Fairfax, and she goes out and works the finest nightclubs to take time off to do this for the Army Air Force.
Well, you know,
I think this is beautiful.
The reason I did it was because my brother is in the Air Force, and do you know I missed him twice in Goose Bay?
Oh,
he was flying in from England on reflex. They wouldn't let him off the plane. And when he did get a 4-hour layover, already I'm in Pepperell. And gosh darn, you know, women are, well, first of all, I had 125 pounds of luggage, so everybody hated me. We only had 65, but after all, a girl must dress.
Well, did you take all that with you?
Oh, and I had to carry every bit of it myself.
Let me ask you one question.
Nobody would help me. It was really ridiculous.
Fairfax, how about, what did you work in? Gowns, cocktail gowns?
Gowns, and well, first of all, you had to have warm clothing. And then,
well, how did you wear these off-the-shoulder dresses?
Well, I wore only long-sleeve dresses at night, and then naturally, and naturally, with every dress that I sing in, I have to have I had at least 13 pairs of shoes with me, and of course, everybody else.
What did the boys say when you came up there? They must have been so thrilled to see a show like this.
Well, the report went back that it was the most fabulous show that they've ever had.
What did they love? Among the songs, what songs did they like best?
The last night they called up I Want You, and this is Love Eyes, the number that I do.
Uh-huh.
And I have a special rendition by Hal Canner.
Oh, good.
And the trouble was, you know, during the daytime we'd play orphanages. And this was difficult because all my numbers are slightly sexy. And who can be sexy for a bunch of little kids? This is true. I'm doing Cockeyed Optimist and Everything's Coming Up Roses. And we appeared in the TB sanitariums. Not only did we do a show, but we went from ward to ward.
Terrific. I think you're just wonderful. And every one of the folks with you deserve a great deal of credit. I mean that.
Well, the one thing, you know, being patriotic is great, but some very heavy fellow stepped on my foot.
Oh, that.
And damaged, I thought it was broken. My doctor said that it won't be normal for 4 months, so this is patriotic, really.
you can't help that. Now tell me, now that you're back home, what's happening? I understand that you've been trying for a new Broadway show, is that right?
Yes, Mad Avenue, it's... by the way, Lou Wills Jr.
The dancer.
Now. Yes.
Oh, great. I'm happy to hear that.
And this will be coming up in the next season, though. And then, meanwhile, Decca's trying to figure out what numbers for me to test.
You're going to do an album or some singles?
Singles, I think.
Good.
And then I'll be going to Haiti next, nice and warm. I'll get a tan.
Well, I know that, I think I know the place you're going to appear at. What's the name of the club?
International Casino.
International Casino.
Yes.
In fact,
Meg Miles was down there.
That's right, and Jacqueline Fontaine just closed there.
Yes.
She loved it. She said she had the greatest
time. That's
what
time. I understand. I can't wait to go down.
She had a wonderful
time. There's nothing like sunshine. And
mm-hmm. She loved it.
But, Bea, you would have gotten so tickled. You know, my second day in Pepperell, they said, you know, the cafeteria is across the street. Across the street is like from Broadway and 53rd to 49th, in their estimation, you know.
Yes.
And wow, you know, so it's well, they have 16 to 18 inches of snow falling, and gale force winds, and I had foolish female boots with high heels, which I broke both the heels off, and I have to walk on my toes, and I'm trying so hard, I'm starving, and I've got to make it to the cafeteria, and the wind keeps knocking me down. And I get to the road, which isn't, you know, half the distance or anything, and I figured to myself, who's this hungry? And I went back. It was really
Fairfax,
funny.
Fairfax, we're going to hold some of these interesting stories about your trip, and we'll be back with you in a moment right after the news with Ed Stokes. We're here with Fairfax Mason, who has just returned from Newfoundland and Labrador, where she starred in the Holiday Review, which was played for the Army Air Force. I'd like to give our number out this morning, Fairfax.
Certainly.
It's Plaza 70533. This is rather interesting for someone to do exactly what you've been doing for so many years, seeing all of the shows, the Broadway shows and off-Broadway shows.
Oh, yes.
When did you start doing this? Is this like a kind of a hobby for you?
Well, good, bad, or indifferent, I must see every Broadway show, even if it lasts one or two performances.
Well, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about
it? No.
All right. When did you see Gypsy? How long ago?
I saw it opening night.
Opening night? Do you usually get to the openings?
I go to every opening unless, like, Sound of Music, which was impossible, so I went to the preview.
Wow, you do get around.
And then, of course, if I'm out of town, I think it's a really dirty shame some show sneaking, you know, without my being able to be there opening night. As while I was gone this time, three shows open.
Oh, we've had quite a few. We've had some very good ones.
Oh, yes.
Now, how did you enjoy Gypsy, getting back to the Ethel Merman show?
Oh, wonderful. The music is just great.
In fact, in your act, don't you do Everything's Coming Up Roses?
Yes, yes. That's one of my favorite numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And to show that it's so wonderful, they have so many albums coming out with this.
That's right.
And Ethel Merman, what can you say about her? She is so
magnificent.
What
were some of the other shows you had seen before you left?
Well, I had seen every show that was on Broadway. You know, I got to see Sound of Music, Fiorello, Saratoga. I was there opening night. And I missed the opening, naturally, while I was away, of Anderson Trial.
Oh, we're going to see that.
Oh, that you must see.
Yes, I want to see
that. It's so unusual to have an all-male cast.
Well, we've had
some
of the stars here. Albert Decker and George C. Scott and the producer, Danny Hollywood.
It is so dramatic. You know, it makes you feel so great. You don't know exactly what is going to happen. And I love this feeling. There's something about the theater. I think the most exciting moment is right as the lights dim, right before.
You mean on an opening?
Yes. Oh, no, any time, you know.
Well, I get a kick out of opening nights.
Oh,
I love
yes.
opening nights.
And I love it when, well, like, I think it was last year, didn't they give gold programs out?
Mm-hmm.
And this year they put a gold seal on. And, oh, this pleases me.
Well, let me hear about some of the other, more of the dramatic shows. Let's get away from the musicals. Did you see The Miracle Worker?
I was there opening night, and, well, this show, to me, was so great that the very next day, my dressmaker was there taking in all my dresses, and I'm, you know, trying to tell her how wonderful the show is, and unfortunately, I had my pair of glasses. I'm nearsighted, and I was waving them around as I was describing how fantastic the show is. I break my glasses.
Oh,
the show cost me a new pair of glasses. It's true.
I think it's wonderful. How about books? Do you go in for reading much?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm working my way through a lifetime of reading, which is 100 books that Clifton Fadiman recommended. And in this 100, you know, there may be a series, say, of six, as listed as one book. And then I've been taking courses on TV. I've worked my way through comparative literature for two semesters, getting up at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, I think that's terrific.
Since being back, I've read 5 books. But the trouble is, you know, nobody appreciates me. My mother says, since you're improving your mind, when is it going to show?
What does your mother mean? What does your mother mean? I got to call her.
I don't know.
Fairfax, dear, we have a call on the beeper. Is there a call? We have someone on the beeper. We'll get it in a moment. Our number is Plaza 70533. We have Fairfax Mason with us. The most interesting gal and mighty attractive, isn't she? Very attractive. All right, here we go on the beeper. I wonder who this could be. Hello.
Hey, B.
Yes?
Tell that girl. I've been to Goose Bay 8 times.
You what?
It's wonderful up there. I've been up there 8 times.
Oh, this is Maxie.
Yeah.
Maxie Rosenblum. How are you, darling?
All right.
Good. You know Maxie.
Yes. Tell her I've been to Goose Bay 8 times. By gosh, cold there. What?
Yeah, can we have Mike one here, please, Max? Hello. She was surprised. She didn't know you had been there.
Eight times.
8 times.
Well, why weren't you up there to help me around? There was so much snow. I needed a strong man to hold on to.
Did you hear
pretty
that?
Cold. It's pretty cold up there, I know.
Well, she's
it
been telling
you. Sure it was.
Well.
Where are you, Max?
Boy, when I was there, you could freeze your jokes. It's so cold.
Max?
What?
Where are you now?
I'm at home. I gotta get up and do a record tomorrow. Make a record.
Oh, you're making the record tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever...
Shad Records, what?
Have you ever met Fairfax Mason?
No, I bet she's a beautiful girl.
She is just beautiful, a very attractive, tall brunette.
Does she do club dates?
Yes, she does, and that's why I'm asking you.
I need a girl for Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
You need a girl for Friday and Saturday? Where are you going to work?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Well, would you like Fairfax to call you at your hotel tomorrow?
Yeah, have her do that, will you?
What time?
Well...
What time will you be back?
Well, I'm going to be back at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to leave for the water, baby.
Well, let's make it definite at 1 o'clock, and I'll have a call at your hotel.
All right.
All right, and you...
Hey, can anybody hear me but you?
Oh, no, we're on the air. Yes, everybody...
Well, I just want to say something. She's not expensive. Is she? I'll holler it out, even.
Is that cute? He says she's not expensive. She's very expensive.
Well, I got to get paid, too, you know.
Well, didn't I tell you that money wasn't everything? Didn't I convince
That's
you of that?
That's true, but it's way
Yeah, well, right now I've been doing my washing and ironing. It gives you an idea.
Well, when you see this lovely girl, you won't be thinking about that at all.
Well, you're a pretty good judge of that.
Well, I think so, and I know the type of work that you like to do.
And maybe I'll drop in and say hello to you tomorrow.
All right, honey, and
a lot of people recommended we had a good show the other night.
Didn't we?
With High Gardner.
We had an excellent show. I tell you what you do.
I took him to the boat, you know. He's in the Caribbean. He went to the Virgin Islands Monday, yesterday.
Oh, did you see him off?
Yeah.
Good. Well, listen, come in tomorrow night.
It's wonderful to have nice friends like that, you know that?
Well, he's a real pal of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope you put me among your friends.
Oh, you know
Maxie,
that.
Maxie, listen, did you ever get tired of people saying to you, how do you like the goose?
What'd she say?
Say it again.
How do you like the goose? That's all they said up there.
Did you hear that?
I heard it, but I didn't understand it.
What do they mean by that?
Well, no, it's Goose Bay, and they kept on. I don't know. Listen, it just
Goose
seems
Bay,
to be
it's very cold. It's
a
very,
standard
believe me, these kids,
line
honey,
up there.
Honey, one minute, one at a time. Go ahead. Yes, Max?
These kids up there, this is the worst part of the world. I mean, it's probably sometimes it's 15 below zero.
Oh, my.
And they need entertainment more than anybody else. You see, I tell it, you know, I never tell anything about me going to Europe, you know, because I made up a deal with the government. One, if anybody ever finds out, or if they put it in the paper that I go to Europe to entertain boys, I'll never do it again. Because I'm a fatalist. The good Lord above takes care of us if we do some good.
I agree with you.
That's why I never talk about it very much.
You know,
but
Maxie,
Goose Bay is a wonderful place.
Maxie, you always it's spend the Christmas and New Year's holidays, don't you?
Yes, this is the first year I missed
well, that's
going
what
overseas
I did.
In 11 years.
Well...
Because I have to be here with a deal with your giraffe I told you about.
Yes. Well, will you make it tomorrow night, Max?
I think I will.
All right, I'm going to have Fairfax call you at 1 o'clock.
All right, dear.
All right, darling. Thanks
Goodbye.
For calling.
That was Maxie Rosenblum, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is Plaza 70533.
Oh,
and you call him tomorrow.
I sure will, but you have to tell him.
Oh, I'll take you. Definitely. I'll be very happy to. Maxie has been looking for someone to work with him now for a long time.
Oh.
And
he's really a great person.
In fact, when I went into the personal management business about a year and a half ago, Maxie was one of my clients. And I was trying then to get someone like yourself to work with him, and it wasn't easy. So I think it's kind of fortunate.
Well, I know up there in Goose Bay, it was amazing. You know, really, these people are stationed up there for 3 years or so. And right away, they take a calendar and they start marking off the days. And all I can think of is how many more days, you know, and I got this from everybody up there.
Oh, I think it's, I tell you something, again, I want to say this to you, and I mean it sincerely.
Thank you.
Like you, and people like Maxie Rosenblum, and all of these fine artists that do these kind of things, believe me, should be blessed, because I know from what they tell me, when the boys get to see a show like this, why, it's a new world for
yes.
them.
Yes.
It gives them a terrific amount of
audience,
life.
You know?
And
you can't buy an audience
like
that.
That's right, honey. Well, look, Fairfax, you're not leaving for a while.
No, no.
And tomorrow, I'll give you all the information.
All right, fine.
And I hope that you do get to work with Maxie over the weekend.
That would be lovely.
I think you'll have a lot of fun. He's a wonderful guy.
Thank you. We'll have a lot to talk about Goose Bay.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. One more thing.
Sure.
When are you going? You know, I've been admiring your album and listening to, you know, you play it. And
I'm going to do a request for Morris Love in about, right after the next record.
Oh,
he has one particular song that he likes to hear, so we're going to do it.
Could you possibly have copies made or have it read?
I've asked Chuck to help me out on this, and he promises someday to do it. I hope he will.
Oh, this would mean so much.
Oh, did you find out?
Put me down for your first album.
All right, darling. Thanks
for me. I like
it
very much, really.
Thank you, Fairfax, and don't
Thank
leave
you.
Us. Thank you. Right. Let's get one of the new records on. Bobby Darin has a new album called This Is Darin, and I'd like to hear Bobby's rendition of I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Larry Matthews and Sally Blair, Fairfax Mason, Martha Schlamm, Maria Astrid, Bernie Dell, Rose Hardaway, and Maxie, if you're listening, thanks for the call, honey. We'll be back with you tomorrow night at midnight from the Celebrity Lounge of Jack Silverman's International Theater Restaurant. And don't forget, tomorrow night is a big opening night starring Jackie Miles, Tony, and Jan Arden, the Boots McKenna Guys and Dolls, Michael Dosso and the orchestra. Our showtime, 8:30 and 12 midnight. And next Monday night, the big celebrity party, and some of your new aspiring young talents will be on hand through the American Guild of Variety Artists and our new president, Joey Adams, with yours truly being Mistress of Ceremonies. And we're going to have many stars on hand, and it's going to be lots of fun. So for reservations for any night of the week and for the big celebrity party, you call us at Circle 7-3070. That's Circle 7-3070. Until tomorrow night at midnight, this is be reminding you all, drive carefully, pleasant dreams, and God bless you all. Good night, everyone.
Darling, you must go home now. It's almost morning, you know.